Welcome back. Today we're going to do a meditation on the four steps to divine mastery, which is also the four steps to divine creation. And the four steps is a path to living life from a level of meditation, from a level of connection. And they came to me. These four steps were given to me as I was trying to understand a process or define a process to apply everything I was learning and to share it with others. And the first step came through as I kept asking God, what do you want me to do? What should I do? In my fits of frustration and fear or worry. And God always said, step one, my love, connect to Source. Come to me. And so step one is divine attention. It is about approaching everything in our life and beginning with step one to connect to Source. And so step one is go within, connect to Source. Bring your attention within. And the next step that is immediately after that is actually a state in which we enter that is divine patience. It is about surrendering with patience into the realm of the divine. It is a state of being, and it creates a shift in our seeking, wanting, needing, to listening, relaxing, and being. And after sitting in this space and noticing my own energy, and as you notice your own energy shifting from a needing, seeking space into a open, listening, receiving space, then you can move into step three, divine dialogue. This is the place where you can move into an inquiry, a conversation with spirit or the divine or yourself or your soul, and actually really work through and write about and talk about and listen and receive the answers from your heart, your soul, and what is really up for you in your life, what is really important. We can get the answers that we need in every moment of every day if we move into the space where the answers exist, and this is that place. Once you receive the answers, the guidance, the direction, the knowledge, once you begin to know, even if it's an inkling or a beginning to hear something, I encourage you to trust it. even as you may be beginning this journey and not sure what to trust. Use your heart to know, to ask, is this really the truth? Are you really hearing what you know is the truth? And if it feels like it may be, then move into step four, divine action. For now, this guidance, the steps that you are being asked to take, the activities or the decisions that you're being asked to make, are coming from a whole other level of consciousness. Your consciousness. And in divine action is where we begin to concretize, where we begin to create what it is that we have truly come to create. And this space that we move into as we are creating this is the zone of creative mastery. If you practice this process every day, then you will begin to live from the level of divine consciousness within you. You will live in this zone where you are now co-creating with the universe instead of going it alone. So now I invite you to close your eyes if you haven't already closed your eyes. And do step one, connect to source. Bring your intention to bring your attention within. Bring your awareness to the divine, to spirit, to God, whatever name you use. Say good morning. I write in my journals every morning, good morning, God. I say it throughout my day. Hey, God, what do you think about this? I bring my attention within. I bring my attention to the one who is always with me. And now, you can too. And then step now into step two. Find patience, relax, rest, surrender to that one, surrender to this greatest one who holds everything for you, that knows everything and knows the beautiful being and perfection of it all. And knows the beautiful being you are and the perfection of your life. Who wants you to know that for you? And sit in this space of surrender and patience. In the quiet. And rest as long as you need. And then pick up your pen or pencil and begin to have a dialogue on paper so you can write down what you hear. Write down the thoughts of the divine. Write down your thoughts and feelings and emotions and beliefs. And look at them all through the eyes of God. And when you're done, take some divine action. Make sure you do what you're being asked to do at some level, at some small step, so you can know, so you can see the divine creating your life through you, with you, and see what kind of miracles come from that. So enjoy the crystal bowls. And journey into your life with the four steps of divine mastery. Thank you.